Compendium Cliché Productions present an Arkham House production. The Tower of Talfang. Starring Conrad Tolliver, Savon Ivoire, Erish de Rothschild, Nola May Tangeray, and Simone Signette, with Max Ehrlich, Scarlett Wingate, Bella LaGrange, and Thelma Witherspoon. Based on the novel by the Honorable Charlie Llewellyn Chort, adapted for the screen by Chester Keops and Craigley Dumouriez O'Toole, with additional dialogue by Mrs. Etruria Fetish. Costumes by Agravaine Moon. Makeup by Lepidoptera Punchbowl. Hairstyles by Ellipsis Crack. Photography by Heinrich von Himmelsblau. Special effects by Surrogate Watsis. Montage by Reticence Flotsam. Color supervision by Amethyst Grout. Music by Y. Gladstone Odium. Played by the Venturia Symphonette. Conducted by Ottorino Vespucci. Technical supervision by Gela Fulosi. Directed by Hans Lothar von Schreck, and produced by Sir Ossible Chasm. The valley of the Mirkwald is steep, and the forests of Drangsturm which fill it are tangled and dark, and few men dare walk there. Strange shapes stalk their nameless prey there, and foxfires gleam green in the night. At the end of the valley, where the forest dies, a crag stands out from the mountain's flank. Tall it stands, and the stone of it twists and folds in the frozen image of an ancient agony. Upon this crag, soaring over the deeps of the echoing Mirkwald, crouches the castle, the Tower of Talfang. It is half-ruined, brooding, throbbing with evil, like a rotting tooth in the shattered jaw of a pre-Adamite skull. Strange storms center around it, and lights break from its windows upon which men will not look. And this is the entrance to Talfang, this soaring gothic gate, the ironwork seething with armorial creatures, leering visages spewed from the maw of another age. And here begins the path, menaced by tortured cypresses and yews, which twists upward, upward, through the tangled gardens where strange trees glow with phosphorescent slime, past peering statues of Priapus and Persephone, and others. Others now no longer known by name, all tumbled, changed by the undergrowth, slumbered by the choking vines. And still the path leaps upward. Upward, upward, upward still. The path drifts upward, and through the drifting phantom shapes of the night mists, questing upward from the Drangsturm, from the Mirkwald, upward,
Like silver snakes in the black garden come the mists. And a light gleams. Eldritch, fleeting through the long deep of the garden. This garden, tangled and forgotten, the distorted echo of a young and savage forest. The light moves among the death lilies. And is gone. And the path continues, still ascending, until at last the bare stones of the forecourt appear, deserted. A door of carven bronze, strangely carven, gapes in the base of the tallest tower. This is Talfang, ancient keep of the Von Grumms, of the Barons Von Grumm, and age-old home of nameless fear.
What is this place? Is it only a ruin, after all? Shot down. This must be enemy territory. Oh, the pain. There must be someone here. I saw a light in the tower.
Did you have an appointment?
Please, bitte sehr. My plane crashed in the forest. Help me.
What is it, Gutrona? You are needed in the laboratory at once. There may be trouble with Gott in Himmel.
Is there a doctor in the castle?
August, he is French. The enemy is at our door.
He is injured.
August, Gutrona, the laboratory. Huh? Was haben wir hier?
Kann es sein? Look at them, Ignatz. August, could it be him?
I cannot be sure.
Why do you hesitate? He has the signs on him. Green the right eye, blue the left, and a black mole grows where the chin is cleft. So it is written, August.
In the name of humanity.
I appeal to you, Ignatz.
You are right, Gutrona. Very well, we will help you, French captain. But it will not be in the name of humanity.
My brother is a little strange. Here, let me help you.
Where am I? What sort of place is this? Those strange machines, that smell, the spider webs.
Our laboratory may not be too tidy, Herr Captain, but it will serve its purpose when the time comes. You will see.
Lie quietly, please. Your leg is healing nicely. It is in good hands. More gauze, Gutrunner. And be silent, can't you? He must not be alarmed.
You are right, August. Rest, sacred one. We shall tend you. We are faithful to the trust. Rest, for what must be done will take all your strength. Yes, all.
Schweigen Sie, Ignatz. You will upset him. He must not be upset.
Here, drink this. It will help you.
No. That smell. The fumes tickle my nose.
Drink, I say.
Ah, good to move around again. I grew weary of that bedroom, sumptuous though it was. You may laugh, Olivia, but the library is much nicer, for it represents the return of my freedom of movement. But you play divinely, Olivia. It is strange, is it not? Europe is in flames, thrones are tottering, brother fights brother, in the air now as well as on the land, and it all seems so far away. Beyond those brocaded windows and the walls of rare old books, surely there can be no such thing as a world war. The daughter of the House of Von Grumm is as proficient at the keyboard as she is at a wounded flyer's bedside. How can I ever thank you for all you have done for me, chère Olivia?
Seeing you look alive again is all the thanks I need. You appeared on our steps like a wounded bird. I cared for it. And behold, the bird has changed into a fairy prince. It is like a fairy tale. Would you like some tea now?
Later, perhaps. Tell me, Olivia, how long have I been here? I've lost all sense of time.
3 weeks, Philippe. The 4 days you were in a coma were the worst. One always feels a little disoriented after being in a coma. Of course.
Another scurf of von Richthofen and his circus. 4 days lost. And what did the Kaiser do with those 4 days they won from me?
Armes Thiers. Never mind the sufferings of an insane world. Here we are concerned only with your suffering. And you raved like a madman during those days.
I had such horrible dreams, nameless horrors, abominations, obscene rituals.
Oh, Philippe, Philippe, my wounded bird.
The touch of your hand on his brow restores your bird to life. He will fly again. Which reminds me, how far is Talfang from the border?
A few miles only. But the way lies through the Drangsturm, the forest where few men dare to walk.
Few men dare, but why?
Oh, superstition, I suppose. Our peasants are rich in imagination, if nothing else. I should not have mentioned
indeed
a word.
Indeed you should not, my niece. It is very wild country, Herr Captain. The forests are dense, the animals wild. The peasants speak of witches and monsters, but that is the way of peasants. It is beneath you, Olivia, to repeat such nonsense. There are no monsters.
Quickly!
Sir Fort, Brother Ignatz.
Herr Baron, what was that cry?
One of the animals in my laboratory. They escape sometimes. I must go. Stay with Olivia. It is almost tea time. Gertruda will call you. It is nothing.
Oh, Philippe! Philippe, you must not stay here. You must get away.
Olivia, what is it? You're trembling.
Shh! Fräulein von Grumm, tea is served.
Good night, Captain de Beaupré, and pleasant dreams, as we say here.
Merci, Herr Baron, but do we not retire rather early?
We do this night. And also, as your physician, I think it is advisable for you to get all the rest you can. And another thing, Captain, if I were you, I would lock this door and keep it locked.
Mon Dieu, but why? Do you expect another escape from your laboratory? What do you do in that laboratory all the time, anyway?
I will show you when you are stronger. But no, it is not that. You see, Talfang is a strange place, Captain. Perhaps you have noticed. And even we who have lived here for so long do not understand everything which happens here. The von Grooms only came in the 12th century. Talfang has been here much longer than that. How long, no one has ever been able to discover. It is full of mysteries and dangers. And tonight is the 12th of May.
The 12th of May? But what?
On the night of the 12th of May, the inhabitants of Tolfang, if any, keep their doors locked. Good night again, Captain.
Bonsoir.
All this is somehow strange. I am not sure how I shall sleep this night. At least, there is nothing disturbing in the sight of that bed.
Shows.
Oh, Philippe, you should not have kissed me.
We could not help ourselves. Surely you see that. Those afternoons in the garden, those evenings before the fire in the library. Oh, Olivia, it was bound to happen. Every patient falls in love with his nurse, especially if she is beautiful and loving and mysterious.
No, Philippe. It is impossible, believe me. This is Tolfang, Philippe. In this dread place, there is no room for love. Oh, Philippe, no!
Just my nightshirt. For a bandage, my dear. There, it will do for the moment. Now, how did you get in here?
There is a secret panel by the fireplace.
And what was that beast that broke the door? I saw a clawed foot, reaching, and green scales, and eyes. What was it, Olivia?
I was afraid you would ask that. Uncle Edatz, I must not be found here.
But I must know.
I will tell you what I can later.
I do not like this place.
I thank you for the formality, Herr von Grum, but there is little left of the door.
Quite true, Herr Captain.
Your brother told me to lock it, and I did so. The gesture seems to have been superfluous, however.
Tolfang is an old place, Captain de Beaupré, and strange things happen.
The 12th of May, I believe, was cited by your brother as being particularly susceptible to strange happenings. I only hope the 13th will prove no worse. I am a brave man, monsieur, and a strong one. Ask any man in my flying corps, but I admit that this Tolfang is too much for me. There are too many strange sounds, scurryings, shrieks, distant roarings, muffled chanting, and every so often the clang as of great doors.
You have heard so much.
My ears are keen, sir. Ask any man in my flying corps. And there is an atmosphere of menace and mystery here which grows more oppressive each day. But it is nothing I can fight, nothing I can get my hands on.
Do not excite yourself, Herr Captain.
How can I become a captain in the French flying corps, shot down in enemy territory? I am your enemy, Herr Baron. I begin somehow to feel like your prisoner. How do I not know that all this is not some monstrous plot?
You are not our enemy, Herr Captain.
Then I must leave at once.
I am sorry, but you will not be allowed to leave. You are sent to Talfang by powers of which you do not know, for a purpose.
A purpose?
Yeah, well, a purpose, a great purpose. And it is our duty to see that you fulfill it.
I do not understand.
You called, mein Herr?
Yes. I thought perhaps we should transfer our guest to the Chamber of the Ancestors at once. It is ready to receive him, nicht wahr?
It is, mein Herr. But are you sure it is time?
Do not question me, Gutruna. You forget your place. Remember, we can always find room for you in the laboratory.
Ach, nein. Bitte, bitte, Herr Baron.
Then move the Herr Captain as I have ordered.
So, Victor, this way, Captain.
No, please, madame, what on earth are you doing?
Just a moment, if you please. Put him down, Gutruna. The captain will remain where he is.
One day, Brother August!
Silence, fool! I still command in Talfang. To your rooms, both of you.
But it is the night of the full moon. You will ruin everything.
It is not the full moon. It only seems to be. Do not let them disturb you, my son. They are a little strange, I know. Families which have lived too long in the same isolated place.
I understand. Of course. But, Silhu Play, what was that?
A giant lizard. Mm. One of my more exotic experiments. He is back in his cage now. There is nothing more to fear.
I trust the door to your laboratory is shut, and that it is stronger than the one to this room.
It is, I assure. At least for tonight.
Mm.
Guten Abend again, Herr Captain.
I do not like any of this. The moonlight. The clouds have gone from the night. I think that moon looks very full.
Here, Philippe, your flying togs. Dress quickly. And here, a rucksack with food and necessities.
What?
Your pistol. Quickly, yes. We must get out of here through a secret way. The evil which has slumbered beneath the roots of Talfang is about to break loose.
Where are we now? It is so dark in this passage.
Shh! Quiet and keep moving. There is great danger.
I know. I can feel it vibrating in the fetid air around us. Are we still in the castle?
Yes. We turn here. We must go far to escape Talfang. There is more to it than the eye can see. All exits are guarded save one, and that one is the most dangerous of all.
Yeah.
But since no one will expect us to try it, we might...
Which way is that?
Through the laboratory itself.
The laboratory? But...
Quiet! We are at the first of the great doors.
There must be tons of bronze. Mon Dieu, no men made those doors.
Do not speak either of God or men here, Captain de Beaupré. The doors are slightly ajar. We must slip through. Now we are truly in the deeps of Talfang, and here begins the realm of he who was cast out but will return.
Yeah.
The realm of Thorga and of his creatures. Listen, the voices of his priests.
Thorga, priests? What?
I must explain a little, I see, but keep walking.
Yes.
Follow this red streak on the floor. Thorga is a being of power, the lord of another, not world, call it another plane of existence. Eons ago, he ruled this world, but was cast out.
By whom?
By another being of power, who was as good as Thorga was evil. He cast him out, but could not destroy him. And certain things were left behind. Through the ages, a secret cult worked for his return. Talfang is the center of that cult. The point where the planes touch. And they can contact Thorga through nameless rites.
They?
The people of the cult, whose leaders since the 12th century have been named Von Krum.
Fantastic. I cannot believe
it. You must. For you are part of it.
Impossible. What? The giant lizard again.
Wait. He lives in the laboratory. You will see him plainly soon enough. But listen. Come on, faster. There was a prophecy. A man with certain signs on him would have unwittingly the power to break the last barrier, and Sorga would be free, and this world would be destroyed, or worse. You have those signs, Philippe.
But how?
I do not know. Come, there is no time for more. Quick, but silent in this next room. It is vast and seems empty, but it is watched. It is watched. Behind any one of those countless columns, there might be a...
The floor, it's transparent, like a sheet of black crystal. There are things far below. Mists, fumes, things merge and change. What is it?
Silence! This is the barrier which we walk on. The last veil between this world and its doom. Do not look too closely through it, or you could be caught. And do not speak. I do not know what power you have, or what word might turn this crystal floor to nothingness. And then...
I will be silent.
Good. This is the armory. There will be no one here at this hour. We have not been seen this far. But the worst still lies ahead.
Quite right, Olivia. The last is closer than you think. You thought you could escape. Could remove the deliverer. You little fool. Guards!
Your guards!
Azrak!
Philippe!
Azrak!
He's there on the balcony! Down this way. Oh, Philippe. Listen. The ceremony begins. This was the night of the full moon. Oh, God, I've been such a fool. Hurry. There is less time than I thought.
Stop a moment, Olivia. I do not understand. I am the enemy of your nation, the messiah of your cult, and you helped me escape. Why, Sherry? There could be several reasons. Other than the one I wish it to be, I must know before I go on.
You silly, chivalrous fool. Listen, Philippe. I am no true Von Grom. I am only an adopted daughter. And I know no nation, mein Lieber. I only know that I love you.
Oh, Olivia. Now I can go on.
Then quickly, this way. I must catch my breath.
We must pass those doors. They are even more massive than the last ones. And they are shut.
I know.
They're enormous. I cannot see the tops of them in this reeking gloom.
They are from the time of Sorga. The metal is not of this earth, nor are the shapes graven on them. Do not look at them.
How do they open?
With a word. Stand back and brace yourself, Philippe. Beyond those doors lies what we have called the laboratory.
Young Sothoth School!
This is a laboratory. That flickering light, those cries, that altar down there. All this is familiar. I know it. It was part of my dreams, in my coma.
Those were not dreams, Philippe. Look about you. Huh? We stand on a narrow gallery encircling the Temple of Sorga. The vast arena down there is what we call the laboratory. No dreams. You have been here before.
Do not tell me that, Olivia. I could not face my squadron again.
Come, and silently. Stay close to the wall. We must go all the way around to the other side.
Shh.
Someone is coming. Into this niche.
August, are you mad? Where are your robes? Your instruments? It will not be long before we begin sacrificing. The moon is almost at the zenith, and the Tatzelwurm grows restless. Hear him. As the moment nears, he grows more swiftly. He must be outside before...
I am uneasy, Gutruna. Some sense tells me there is trouble in Tolfang. You double-checked everything at the altar? Did you see...
I am not beautiful, August, but I am infallible. All is in readiness. The caudle, shadums, the lorifers, the incense, the victims in their baskets.
So many.
Only as many as prescribed. You know that as well as I. What is it, August? The moment for which we have worked for 50,000 years is at hand. The high priest of Sorga should show more relish.
I do what I must do, Gutruna. Nowhere is it written that I must enjoy doing it.
You had better, August. You had better. But enough quibbling. Robe yourself and buckle down to it. It was just such a wishy-washy attitude as yours that cost us Atlantis.
And did Atlantis have a Cassandra like you, Gutruna?
Atlantis had me, August. As you very well know.
But even you couldn't save it. Ha! I have often wondered.
Fool! It was not yet time, that was all. We thought it was time, but it wasn't. Never mind. Enough. The priests are ready. The fires are ready. Beyond the barrier, the legions of Sorga are ready. I am ready. This is the moment, this time. Get into your robes!
But where is Ygdax?
Are they going to stand there and bicker all night?
Shh! We must wait.
I heard something, August.
The Tatzel Vorm is growing again. We must act, I see, or it will tear this place apart.
No, I heard whispering. There is a cold hand on my heart, August.
Do you have a heart, Gutruna?
No, being such as I are made without them. I thought you knew that. But that is not the question. No, I am thinking of the second part of the prophecy. He can bring him forth or keep him in. Between life and death, the veil is thin. This French captain could be our destroyer as well as our messiah. I do not like old prophecies with conditional clauses.
I must find Ygdax. Wait here for me. And do nothing until I return, Gutruna. Impetuosity cost us Pompeii, I might remind you.
Naturally. Thank you.
Hear and obey, Gutruna.
Jawohl, Herr. And when the barrier is finally down, then we shall see many things. Especially shall we see who is favored of Sorga. Now I must be sure. The escape from Atlantis was almost too close. This time there must be no mistakes. Oh, shut up! I know I heard whispering somewhere over this way. I knew it! So you two, you seek to deny your duties, the Sorga? I think not. Guards! Avazrak! Avazrak!
Wait!
Dizzy woman, Olivia, there must be another way.
She's a monster, Tilly!
What?
Forget your chivalry! The world as we know it hangs by a thread!
But I...
No, Captain, the hour has come. You will do your duty to Sorga.
She's changing! You are right! She is a monster! Ah!
My dear. Look behind us, through the trees. Tolfang is bathed in light, flames, smoke.
Hell itself is breaking loose. Every window is belching fire. Look, look, bursting to the roof of the great hall.
The Tartar Worm! Stop it, Emily! It is bigger than the castle! Breaking free! Ah, oh, this is the end!
It looks like... I recognize it now. That head, the tongue, raising fire. It is a dragon. I have a Chinese scroll in my chateau.
Oh, hold me, Philippe.
Olivia.
Sorga will come through anyway. Without the ceremonies, without... Oh, this is the end of everything. Kiss me, Philippe.
Oh, Olivia.
Capitaine de Beaupré.
Yeah.
Thank God we have found you. Gustave, this way. Our search has not been in vain.
Lieutenant, look. Back there through the twisted pines. What is happening in that castle? Look!
Mon Dieu! It is a monster! A dragon! There is a Chinese scroll in the squadron's mess.
La Tour, Bonfi! Comrades in arms, you come in the nick of time. We must... Where is your plane?
In a clearing, not far from here. We spotted the wreckage of your...
There is not a moment to lose. Come on! Come, Olivia! We must save the world! Hysterical. Now, we are almost over the castle. I must drop this bomb carefully. We have only the one.
Isn't it fortunate Gustav had one in the plane?
Yes, it is. So, another instant. Pray that I have the power Gutruna thought I had. There it goes. We shall see. Shadow mounting through the heavens, thinning. See, it is reaching out a tentacle and the wind disperses everything. It is over, Olivia. Oh, Olivia, why are you crying?
I just realized you have won this battle, but there is still the war. You must come back to your squadron, I know. It is still the end for us.
No, Olivia. Gustav shouted the news as we were taking off. There has been an armistice. See, I am turning. We fly directly to my chateau.
I am so happy, Philippe. We are safe. The world is safe. And the Tower of Talfang is no more. Kiss me, Philippe. My bird.
The Tower of Tall Fang was written and directed by James Armstrong. The cast included Kay Hutchinson Buckner as Olivia, Richard Ross as Auguste Baron von Groom, Lois de Banzi as Gutruna, the Bride of Sorga, and James Armstrong as both Philippe de Beaupré and Brother Ignatz. Stephen Bell was heard as Pierre and Charles Zemalis as Gustave. Technical production was by John Whiting and James Armstrong.
This has been a Compendium Cliché production.